Welcome to another episode of the Forgotten Athlete Podcast. I'm here as your host, Joseph. Here is Zach. How's it going today?
Man, things are really, really good. I can't complain. How are things with you over there?
Can't complain as well. Things are going good. So yesterday we kind of left off, not yesterday, but last episode we did mock 1 through 10, and we had a couple trade scenarios that kind of messed up our draft boards. So we're going to be doing the same thing here. I'm going to be doing odds. Zach's going to do 11. So according to the mock, we are at the Denver traded Minnesota. So Minnesota has the I'm sorry, Denver traded the Bears at number 9. So we're still at Vikings having the number 11 pick. And so far on the board, sorry, just trying to make sure I got everything. We have Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Romeo Odunze, Joe Ott, Jerzion Newton, JJ McCarthy, and Brock Bowers off the board. So with this, I'm not gonna lie, this is gonna be tough for the Vikings, me being the Vikings, because every quarterback's gone. So I really don't know what I am gonna do here. So give me a couple seconds to think. All right, my second starts out. I'm taking Michael Penix. I'm reaching for Michael Penix and I'm taking
Wow.
him. This is the pick that this is going to bring our franchise back. It's going to give us that Dante Culpepper to Randy Moss to Chris Carter vibe. We're going to get our guy here, Michael Penix, and he's going to be our franchise quarterback. Before people even say anything, Michael Penix has been flying up GMs and a lot of posting radars, a lot of mock drafts having them being taken in the top 15. And the Vikings need a quarterback. So with that being said, this is a pick where I think the Vikings can do it. And if I am Vikings GM, Michael Penix is on the board, we're taking Michael Penix.
Wow, so the Vikings get their QB of the future. He goes from throwing to Roma Dunze to throwing to Justin Jefferson. Yeah, wow, that's pretty exciting. It keeps the same color in that purple. Wow, there you go.
Yeah, and also with Penix, I think he fits that offense where Kevin O'Connell is looking for that play action, throwing the ball deep. A lot of similarities to Tua coming out of college right now. Obviously, a stronger arm, but I think this is a great place for Penix to go to because it's an established team where offensively they're a quarterback away. Now they still have some room to build on defensive side, but offensively they're a quarterback away. And I think he'll be available at this pick for them. I don't think that Penix is not going to be available. And also, this is more of like, okay, we're going with the best guy available. And I think Penix is the best guy available for me.
All right, so now we're at 12, and the Broncos originally had this pick, but Joseph, you've traded this pick to where to go? Chicago?
Chicago, yes, Chicago has
So
it.
right now the Bears are technically on the clock here,
Correct.
correct?
According to our mock, yes.
Okay, and then could you do me a favor? Just list out who went already so I can make sure I have all this
So
data
we
right.
have Jaden. So we have Caleb Williams. We have Jaden Daniels. We have Brock Bowers. We have. I'm just gonna drop it in the chat so you can see it. Actually, make it
If you
easier,
just list
honestly.
faster, just go faster.
Okay, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Romeo Odunze, Romo. We have Romeo Odunze, Joe Ott, Jerzion Newton, JJ McCarthy, Brock Bowers, and then we have my guy Michael Penix.
Awesome. Okay. So if you're looking for the Bears here, they're in a spot where we're saying, hey, what are we going to do? We don't have too many holes. We went free agency shopping, right? I think they would like to add talent offensively, another receiver. So give me Brian Thomas Jr. And
You going Brian
I'm gonna win this
Thomas?
up. I'm going Brian Thomas right now. It might be a reach, but
Wow.
I just think
Yeah.
with Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, now you add another guy who can stretch the field. So go ahead and give me Brian Thomas. Yeah,
That's not a bad pick. That's not a bad
no.
pick. That's not a bad pick. All right. Do you want to further evaluate that pick or are you good?
No, I'm good with it.
All right, so 13 pick, the Raiders. So this is the pick that went
Well, no.
to
Well, this, yeah, with
the
trade.
yeah, this is the pick that went to the Commanders. So the Commanders kind of shot themselves in the foot by getting some draft capital for next year and some later draft capital in this year's draft. So, I mean, honestly, this would be a stupid trade for the Commanders to make. I'm just saying, if they did do
Well,
this trade.
I think
But
in my mock, they would have
trade
either
it back
traded
up.
and traded back up, like taking that Bears. But you had the Broncos trading up. I don't think the Broncos trade up just because I don't think they have the capital. But I think the Red, sorry, the Commanders would be that
We'll
team,
trade
and then
up.
they would have
That's
taken Matt
fair.
McCarthy or something.
That's fair. Well,
But this would be worst case scenario. I think this draft's already really messed up, but we can continue. That's
I
okay.
mean, honestly,
Who is the
the
pick
I
at
was
13?
listening to Daniel Jeremiah and Tom McShay on Ryan Lucillo's show today, and they were saying that a lot of things are going to be shocking to people, especially in the top 15 pick. Like
Well, that's what I
a lot of quarterbacks are getting taken off the board fast.
was
So,
saying telling you on our last call Monday, right? It's
yeah.
like there's gonna when I took Jerson Newton, there's gonna be some shocks in this draft. Like I think
Yeah.
it's not gonna go chalk as like a lot of people are having the same players picked. So yeah, I'm with you and with those guys too.
So
So who's the pick at 13?
I'm taking Dallas Turner, and this is something that the Commanders do a lot. Or sorry, the Redskins Commanders, they love to draft off they love to draft D linemen in the first round. So this is something that I'm taking. Dallas Turner is still available. He's the best player available. He's a need. Now, obviously, we need a quarterback. We don't have a quarterback right now at the moment, but I think we can get Bo Nix with our second rounder pick that we have. So yeah, I'm going with Dallas Turner at this pick. And hopefully for the best for a quarterback. Because we also can take Michael Pratt. So I know that was a name that I dropped out there last podcast, and that name has been drawing up a lot of boards. Michael Pratt, I don't know if you watched film yet, but this guy is a baller, and I think he does fit a team like the Commanders because he's a grind in and grind out guy. He's gonna get it from the bottom. He's not gonna be handed anything. But yeah, Dallas Turner is a great pick here because they just got rid of Monte Sweat, Chase Young. They need pass rushers, so I'm thinking Dallas Turner right here with the 13th pick overall.
And then the Saints, they still have their 14th, so finally we're back to normal. So if that's the case, what I'm looking at here, they have a bunch of holes, but I'm going offensive line. I just think Kamara didn't have the best season. Is that age or is that because of the offensive line issues? I'm hoping that it's the offensive line issues. So give me any one of the choice. The best ranked on PFF is Fuaga from Oregon State. So I'm going to select him right now. To shore up my tackle position. And I love it.
I don't hate it. I like it. Okay, so 15 is the Detroit Lions. Now, Detroit Lions, they sorry, not the Detroit Lions.
Same.
I'm sorry. The Indianapolis Colts. I'm sorry. The
There you go.
Indianapolis Colts. I'm sorry. Now with the Colts, they don't really need anybody offensively, it seems like. They got their Michael Pittman, they got Jonathan Taylor, they got a
Did you
pretty
hear the
good
rumors,
tight
by the
end.
way?
What rumors?
The
Are you talking about
rumors
them
surrounding
getting
them.
Well, them possibly trading for Ayuk.
No. Surrounding the draft specifically, there's been talk that Marvin Harrison and his camp would love to go to Indianapolis and
Wow.
finish what his dad did there. So, and
Well,
I thought all this time he's been trying to ruin his draft stock a little bit. To try to manipulate that. And then when they came out, and I was like, oh, these rumors kind of make sense. Too bad he's still too good. I don't think they're going to get him, but that'd be interesting if they're the
That would be
team
great,
that
but
trades up. But
sorry, Marvin Harrison, you don't get what you want all the time. I
yeah,
know it seems like you are right
maybe he can
now,
become a
but
free agent after, 5, 6 years or something. But
I will say this pick, I'm not keeping it. I'm trading it.
oh.
And I'm trading this pick to the 49ers, and I'm getting back Brandon Ayuk.
Whoa.
This is what I'm doing because Anthony Richardson needs some weapons. He needs some guys that can get yards after catch as well as deep balls. And Michael Pittman, as good as a receiver he is, and as Josh Downs as good a receiver he is, I don't know if they're trending ones. I know Ayuk put up numbers consistently over 1,000 yards the last two seasons. I know he can be that guy. So I'm trading my 1.15 and I'm going with Brandon Ayuk.
I just wanted, like, you just, like, crapped on Michael Pittman's name. Yeah, I just want to say last year, career high in catches, 109. Career high in receiving yards, 1,100. I get he didn't have a lot of touchdowns,
Listen,
but to be honest,
I'm not saying
Kirk,
Michael Pittman is a bad receiver,
he's
but
a.
Michael Pittman can't do it by himself, just like Ja'Marr Chase can't do it by himself. He has T.
Brent,
Higgins.
I'm just saying, Bri, if they make this move, it's a huge risk on the Colts in the sense that Ayuk has never been the guy. If you're playing the Niners, you have to worry about Debo, CMC, Kittle, and then you get to Ayuk. And now he's going to be put in a position where I think Pittman still would be the number one, and I think he'd be the number two. But I know they got Jonathan Taylor back there, but he's not CMC. The offense isn't ran where you're getting schemed wide open. Like, I mean, respect to Ayuk, but if you watch the 49ers at all in the past like 2, 3 years, there's a guy named Jennings who he shows up some games, and I've never heard of this guy. No, respect on his name,
DeJuan
but
Jennings.
it's just with that offense, people just get schemed open, and I don't know if you're schemed open or if this guy's a really good football player. He's a good football player. I totally get it. But trading the 15th overall pick, I personally think that's malpractice, and we'll see
This
what happens.
is
But let's continue and
something
see
that
where you who you pick for the Niners here at
Yeah,
15,
and before you,
because
I want to
they
respond
are stealing
because
if
I
they can do
think
this trade.
Ayuk is a weapon that can be used because he's a run blocker. He blocks. He does all the things that the Colts receivers do right now. Michael Pittman, a run blocker. Ayuk, a run blocker. Michael Pittman, a possession receiver. Brandon Ayuk, a possession receiver. Michael Pittman can, break tackles. Brandon Ayuk can break tackles. They can catch deep balls. They can both catch deep balls. But you need more than one receiver in this game of life. That is the NFL. And that's why I think, listen, everybody has been taken for the most part as a top row wideout. Do I want to take Keon Coleman? Do I want to take Brian Thomas? Oh, I can't take Brian Thomas. He just got selected at 12. So my only result for a immediate impact player where I have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract is to just overpay a receiver and get in and get him and bring in Ayuk. So with the 15 pick overall, I actually have the Niners selecting Cooper Dejean.
Oh,
And the
wow.
reason why I think this is the pick of choice is because the Niners, why did they lose the Super Bowl last year, Zachary? They blitz a lot, but also why they, but why also did they lose the Super Bowl last year? Because the coverage, a lot of coverage busts, a lot of coverage busts throughout the season. Now, whether that was on coaching, whether that was on players, doesn't mean. But they need a receiver. And they need a guy
Need a
who is
corner?
a physical receiver who can play man to man.
You
I
need
was
a
gonna go
corner?
with Byron Murphy, not gonna lie, but I think Byron Murphy had a lot of help from the best pass rushing defense in all of college football last year, and the best run defense too. But yeah, so I'm gonna go with I'm sorry, not Byron Murphy. I was gonna go with yes, sorry, my bad. I apologize. Sorry. I am gonna go with Cooper DeJean here.
So they would get my favorite corner in the draft.
It's a reach, but I think this is a thing
I don't
where
think it's a reach. I think he's a really good player. But this would be interesting. I think they have a need at corner. But I just think the way they built the team has always been
inside
on the
out.
offensive and defensive line in the top of the draft. So this would be interesting if they kind of start to switch things up and. But they have put a lot of money financially and then draft capital into both lines. So that'd be kind of cool if they finally do something to the secondary. So Cooper DeJean or DeJean, depending on how you say it, goes 15 to the 49ers. I know he's happy. Finally, he gets to play for a team that can score. So, all right. So Seattle, they still have their pick. A lot of trades so far. Seattle's 16. I know a lot of people. Have been starting to put them in a position where, hey, you're going to get Penix. He's gone. So he's definitely not going there. Deep wide receiver draft. They're not going wide receiver after drafting Jaxon Smith-Njigba last year. And then they have Metcalf and they just re-signed Lockett too. Thank goodness. According to PFF, needs guard, edge, linebacker, and safety. You know me, I don't touch safeties in the first round. Sorry, guys. linebackers either, unless you're like some elite player. But they like freaks there, right? In Seattle, Joseph.
They do like freaks.
They really like freaks, and I think they're gonna get one of your freaks here. Latu. Louisiana
Wow, he finally gets
going
taken.
16. I just think that it'll be too good to pass up. Great player off the edge, who could be the best pass rusher out of the draft, to be honest. And they get another elite prospect that falls to him at 16.
I like that pick. I really do, and I think he fits that Seattle culture. A lot of buzz about his injury, all because, their coaches didn't, Washington didn't. I'm sorry, not Washington. Where was he at before? No, it was Washington. I'm sorry, Washington didn't approve for him to play. And he had to transfer to UCLA, where he's been at the last year and a half. Hearing some change, and he's balled out. So, for the same coaching staff, I guess part of the same coaching staff to kind of draft them in this year's draft, would be not shocking. But it would be probably one of those things where, hey, you made it to the NFL. Boom, you proved to us that you could actually, do it. So, I don't see this not happening. And I wouldn't be shocked if that does happen. All right, let's do the Jaguars now. I got the 17th overall pick. The Jaguars, I mean, what do the Jaguars need? Honestly, they need a lot. They need corner depth. They don't really need pass rushing. They need a quarterback. And
Yeah,
in
they
my
just
opinion,
paid the other
Trevor
Jason,
Lawrence
Josh Allen.
is not good to me. They have Josh Allen, yes. So they have pass rushing. I'm gonna go with Nate Wiggins here, and this is
Wow.
a reach. I know that, but just looking
Wow.
at the
Over
players that are
Quinion
available right
Mitchell.
now,
Wow. So you have Nate Wiggins ranked higher.
yes, over Quinnen Mitchell, yes. And the reason why I'm taking Nate Wiggins is because he's a little bit small, but. In Florida, he doesn't have to worry about going up against bad weather often. He plays in really good weather, 8 games out of the year, 7 games out of the year. If they're in London, then he goes to the domes. What, 4 games out? What, 2 games out of the year? So, I think this is a good pick and a safe pick for them, for the Jaguars, and he fits their defense. They need someone that can kind of do both things, that can move laterally, that can, play off the back, can tackle. That's one of the Jaguars' problem last year. I couldn't remember how many games they could not tackle last year. So I'm taking Nate Wiggins with this pick, at 17, and I'm hoping that he becomes a all-star cornerback.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they, honestly, I would think they would go offensive line.
Well, the reason why I
Protect
didn't do
Trevor.
offensive line here is
I'm
because
curious, yeah.
this is a deep draft, and I think tackle, for the most part, we've been hearing how many tackles there are in this draft, and there's not a lot of cornerback depth in this draft. So the Jaguars, I'm assuming they're probably going to get more offensive lineman help at that second in that second round and their third round pick. Where they can kind of fill in the gaps that way. But I think for this first pick, they do need a lockdown cornerback.
All right, so they go Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. You are going to Florida. Enjoy that. And we're on the clock with the Cincinnati Bengals. People are obsessed with the Cincinnati Bengals being good. On a PFF needs tight end, tackle, interior line. I don't understand the tackle when you paid Orlando Brown
A
a whole
lot of
bunch of
money.
money. And then you paid Trent Brown a whole lot of money. So I don't understand that one at all. But we'll give him that. Honestly, this pick depends on T. Higgins, in my opinion. Is T. Higgins staying? And can we afford another wide receiver here? But I mean, Joe Burrow has proven he's
Are you going to
great when
trade
there's a
T.
lot
Wiggins?
of weapons. Boyd is still not, he's still not signed, right?
He hasn't been signed by
Cowboy.
anyone yet.
So I'm looking receiver here. I know everyone's like, that's crazy, Zach, or they already have Chase and stuff. But I don't think they need a lot of stuff. Now, which one is their favorite out of A.D. Mitchell, Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman, right? That's crazy that we're thinking one of these guys go. Of the three, my favorite is A.D. Mitchell. I'm not gonna lie to you, but this is me. Ladd McConkey's the guy. I think
Wow.
that's where they're gonna go. Ladd McConkey. I know it's a might be a reach or something, but
Ladd
I think he can play.
McConkey,
Yeah, I think he's gonna free up Chase to play anywhere, really, slot,
okay. So
outside. I just think they
walk me
get
through
more
this pick.
versatile.
Do they keep T Wiggins? And because they do
I
have
think
the
they
rookie
keep
out
T.
of
Higgins.
the, well, I guess he's a first year pro now, but out of Princeton, can't think of his name right now,
Yeah.
but he kind of showed some light last year.
He's not a he's you're talking about Trent Irwin, right? Or no?
Like
I'm talking.
Silveriano, something like that, his name is.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't Eosivas or something like that. Losivas or something like that. That
Yeah.
guy. Andre. We'll call him
Yeah.
Andre for this. But
Andre
yeah. So just this is my thinking. This is
I'm
my
not
thinking.
so left hand
They've always
quality.
since Burrow's been there, they're three receiver sets. Like that's what they do, you know. And they have
So,
guys that you can see them all
yeah.
over the field. Boyd, he was mostly where Boyd played mostly, because maybe I'm wrong.
Boyd played the, no, you're right. I mean, he would play the slot, but sometimes Chase would get in the
He would
slot
play out.
too.
Yeah, they rotated
But
these guys. So I just think they need player. I think
they
for
need
me,
versatile
when looking at the
guys.
guys who are there, they need people that can do both outside and inside. Who can go short run short routes and then also run the longer routes as well, deeper routes, excuse me. And I think Ladd of those three I named, right? A.D. Mitchell. I don't think he could play slot. I think in Texas he was a lot of an outside guy. I think Worthy would be another candidate there, but I just don't. You don't see Burrow. That's not really what they do in that West Coast, right? So, yeah, that's why I went to Ladd McConkey just because. I think for the offensive fit, it's the best.
Well, I have the Rams with the next pick, and this pick is tough because we just lost Aaron Donald, and we have probably one of the best interior linemen in the draft still available with Byron Murphy. I really thought that the Bengals would take him after losing DJ Reader last year, but their loss is my gain. And I know we need offensive lineman help. I know we need a tackle. And Troy Fatunu is still on the board. Amarius Mims is still on the board. This is tough. Wow. Yeah, but I can't pass up a talent like Byron Murphy. Give me Byron Murphy to kind of add to that line. Try to build after Aaron Donald.
Wow, so they go defense. They haven't had a first round pick in a few years. And Sean McVay's like, you know what? Keep spending the money on the defense, guys.
I mean, that's what he does, right? I mean, he Charlie, I mean, he rarely spends money on NFL players. I mean, I'm sorry, on offensive guys. Like he like and the way I look at it, him and Kyle Shanahan, like they don't really need like all pro talent level tackles. Like they may have, Andrew Whitworth, Trent Williams, but those guys are later in those careers. And they're, obviously they're peak talent, but I don't think that they're going to n risk a first round pick for offensive lineman. I just don't see it. So that's why I'm going Byron Murphy. If he's there, I'm taking him. I cannot pass him up.
I mean, even though you have an old quarterback who is a true statue, you don't see them go in the offensive line.
No,
That's
because
the.
I mean, I'm pretty sure last year. Let me double check the stats, but I'm pretty sure last year
Very interesting. Very interesting.
their sacks. Let's see sacks allowed last year. Yeah,
Very
Rams had the
interesting.
fewest sacks allowed last year, 34.
Well, yeah, do you see their offense?
Yeah, they just passed. It's quick pass game. So I'm saying
Yeah.
you're not going to invest a first round pick if you have the least amount of sacks. You're not going to invest a first round pick in an
Yeah,
offensive
but I
lineman.
think if you watch the Rams last year, they threw downfield to like Puka. I don't know. I wouldn't say a
But yeah, but it
lot,
was
but
off of the run
occasionally.
though. It was off of the run.
No, but and Stafford was getting hit on those, and I'm like. I don't know. Because Stafford, he's a tough guy. I get it. He's going to stand in the
I'm not
pocket
drafting
and take
a.
hits, but.
I don't think they draft the run. I don't think they draft the offensive line here. That's just my
Yeah.
opinion. I
On
wouldn't
this
move it
one,
if I was in their shoes.
I'm willing to bet money that they go offensive line tomorrow.
Oh wow.
Like, that's how
Well,
confident I am.
by the way, people, this I guess it's time to
So,
make the announcement, but we will be going live tomorrow on our YouTube channel. So feel free to tune in during the draft, peek your head in. I don't know how long we'll go live for, but Lakers play tomorrow too, so I'll
oh, there
be
you go.
having probably until then. But go ahead,
All
number
right.
20, we
So
have yeah.
let me put this. Who'd you select?
I selected, sorry,
No,
Byron
wait.
Murphy.
Why don't I see him? I thought so. Oh, okay. I already picked it. Sorry. Okay, cool. I'm missing a player, but I'll figure it out. All right, so for we are not on the Rams. We are on the Steelers. All right,
Correct.
Steelers time. So Pittsburgh Steelers, I know they have a need at wide receiver. They also have a need at center, tackle, cornerback. For me, I think this is one of the easy ones too. They don't, I think people want them to take a wide receiver, but I just don't see them doing it. They're not a team that does that in the first round. Like the last first round receiver for the Steelers. I mean, I don't have this. I'm going off memory. Joseph, you can fact check me or I'll fact check myself. It's Antonio Holmes, maybe?
They haven't dropped the receiver in the first round.
Yeah, it's been a really long time.
They dropped their one. Maybe it was Antonio Holmes.
Right? But I think if you
I'm
bring
trying
it
to think.
in
There was a
Arthur Smith.
guy. There was a guy during the with Antonio Brown. Juju. I forgot about Juju. I think he was a first round. Or
Second.
was he second? Was he
Second
second?
round. Yeah.
Yeah. Then I guess he
Yeah,
has to be
but so
the.
I think they need someone to come in, and I think they would love this position, really, because nobody's selecting
I think I
offensive
know where
line
you're
in their
going.
draft. Nobody's selecting offensive line. So they get really what the second or third best offensive line, depending on the board, maybe the best. But Telius Fuaga, is he selected yet?
No, I don't think so.
Right,
Did you
so
draft
give me him
him? Who
from
did you draft?
Oregon
Yeah.
State. If he's not selected, I'm going the best offensive line.
So you're
I really
saying.
wanted to go center, but I think you take the tackle if he's available at this position.
Wait, who did you draft again? Sorry, say that one more time.
Telius Fuaga, Oregon State.
Fulaga. Oh, I got you. I got you. Okay, got you. Okay,
Yeah.
perfect, perfect. Okay, Talius Fulaga. All right, Talius Fulaga. All right, so I got what 21, which is the
21.
Dolphins.
The fun one.
I honestly, I think this is a pick that's going to happen, and just because Mike
Are they,
Daniels is
can I ask you a
addicted to
question?
crack.
Are they like stupid or are they like building a maybe I shouldn't say that. That's kind of mean. People say I'm too harsh. There's been rumors that they're interested in a player because of his speed and what he
Yeah,
could
that's
do
what I'm
on
gonna
the
draft right
offense.
now. I'm
You're, is that where you're
drafting.
going?
I'm drafting Xavier Worthy with this pick.
You don't think this is malpractice?
I think this is what Mike McDaniel is gonna do because he likes
Okay.
speed. He's addicted to
I
speed. Like he, like
like
he.
really
I know he
what?
had, he battled through his addictions, in the past through alcohol and whatnot. But
This is a new addiction.
he's picked up a new addiction, which is speed. And I'm not talking about the pill. This is. He loves fast players. He loves putting them in motion. Xavier Worthy is going to be the guy that gets picked at pick 21. And I know people are saying this. And we got a little, we got some, don't let's just say this. There are going to be a lot of receivers taken earlier than what people think. Especially in these earlier, especially in these late teens and 20s. So there's going to be guys that fall in this draft that you're gonna be shocked, especially offensive linemen. That's why we're not really. That's why you don't really see us drafting too many offensive linemen because I think a lot of teams are realizing are realizing that hey, like let's draft the top level talent first, and then let's build to the trenches later on in the round. But yeah, I think they get Xavier Worthy here. I mean, you ran a 4.2, ran the fastest 40 of all time. He's definitely going to get picked in the top 20. Sorry, I guess top 25 now. That's 21.
This would be the funniest draft pick, like if this
But
happens.
I mean, let's be honest. Let's be realistic. You would not be shocked if this happens. You'd be
No,
shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked at all. I just think if you're building a football team, I don't think they lost because of a wide receiver. I understand during the season, Tyreek Hill went out. He got hurt. Was it the Titans?
It was the Titans. I think it was the
Was it
Titans. That
Titans
Thursday
game?
night game, or I guess it
And
was
they're
Thursday night game
we
where they
did
lost the game.
we did see their offense like completely unravel without Tyreek Hill to the point where he had to come back into the game, and you could tell he wasn't healthy, but that was the only thing that the Dolphins could do to move the ball was that just have this man on the field. So he's 30 now, and maybe they're looking, hey, if we need to look for his replacement. And I'm not saying that he's going to get phased out of the offense completely. That's not what I'm saying. But another guy who can kind of relieve the pressure off of him, because if you have Xavier Worthy on the field, you have to know where he's at.
Yeah,
And if you have
I
Tyreek
agree.
Hill on the field with him, you got to know. And then if you have Waddle on the field and Achane, like they're going to have so much speed that whoever's the quarterback, whether it's Tua or someone else in the future, like
I mean,
they're going to be set up for success.
they're gonna have four guys who can run a 4.2.
Absolutely
Like,
insane.
it's,
I
I
kind of
mean,
now I think I just talked myself into it. I'm with
yeah,
McDaniels. I'm
we
a
you
speed
have
addict.
to, you have to. I mean, this is like Al Davis on
On
like on
steroids.
steroids. Yeah, like
We're on
this
speed.
is, yeah, on speed. Yeah, there we go. All right, pick
Wow.
22. You're at it.
Okay. So 22, Philadelphia Eagles. It says their needs are a wide receiver, linebacker, and defensive back. I think last year, for me, their issue was on the it was on defense. No,
I think there was a lot of issues last year, but I think
what
a
were their
lot of
issues last
the
year? Let's talk through them for a second. It was
I would say their issues last year had to be with their inconsistency with their play calling, and they fixed that by bringing in the guy from
Kellen Moore.
sorry, yeah, Kellen Moore. Sorry, I can't think of his name. And then so I think that they're gonna get a lot more passing opportunities here. I think they're gonna run less. They didn't bring back DeAndre Swift. I don't think they
But they
signed a
got
running back.
Saquon.
Oh, they got Saquon. Oh, I forgot. Thanks for
Yeah.
reminding me. Yeah, they got Saquon. So I think they did lose Jason Kelce, so they may need a draft. And also Lane Johnson
I mean,
is
the
pretty
best center in
old.
the draft is here. Lane Johnson is aging. So
So
you have that conversation. Do you go tackle?
and
Do you
then
go
the, and
offensive
the,
line? Given that you're, I
yeah.
think secondary was a huge issue for them last year.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they brought in CJ Gardner-Johnson. They got rid of him. They didn't pay him. He goes to Detroit. He comes back and gets the contract he wanted. You have big play Slay, right? Like these are their big name guys, and then they kind of mixed in with some other guys. So I think offensive line, I would definitely look for some love there. And then defensively, I think you got to look for some love there. But then to think about it, I wouldn't be like shocked they went wide receiver here too, 'cause just 'cause it's so they're
Yeah,
starting to run out.
well,
We have a
let's look
lot
at
of
the
running.
receivers available right now. Well, we have Adonai Mitchell. We have who do we have? Who do we have available that would be in this spot? They have Xavier Leggett,
Troy Franklin.
Troy
I don't think
Franklin's
they
available.
do it. I think they go the best, literally the best player on their draft board, and I think they're happy if this guy falls to them. Terrion Arnold. I think that's going to be the pick. I'm going corner.
Wow. Okay.
Just because I think that that's where they needed, I think that's where they need
Yeah.
love.
No, yeah,
Like,
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, and you're talking about the cornerback from Toledo.
no,
Wait,
Terrion Arnold. I went to
oh,
cornerback from actually Alabama over
gotcha.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Terrion Arnold. Okay, that's a reach.
You think so?
Terrion Arnold, I was under the impression that he wasn't going to be picked until the second round, but I
Really?
could be wrong. Sorry,
I
I'm
have
you know
him
what
as the.
I'm no, I'm sorry.
Are you thinking Kool-Aid?
I'm thinking of Kool-Aid McKinstry, yes. I'm sorry. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
okay.
My apologies. Yes, my apologies. Okay, perfect. All right. Well,
If they go
let's
Mitchell, I wouldn't be mad at Mitchell either, but I just like him
yeah,
more.
that kind of
But I saw
screwed
him
up
more.
my draft because I was under the impression that they were gonna go with Mitchell. So Vikings had the number 23 pick. They kept it.
They kept it. They traded. Oh, they didn't
Oh,
trade up, did they?
no. We didn't trade up. You traded
Yeah,
up
they fell.
for,
Yeah, that's
I
right.
mean,
They
we didn't trade
fell.
up because you guys traded up. So we got
Yeah,
Michael
that's right.
Penix. So we got
That's
Michael
right.
Penix and We need another guy. We need another big playmaker receiver to kind of tag along with this. I know we got Jerome. I
Another
know we
one?
got Jordan Addison. I know we got my guy,
JJ.
Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison was a great receiver, but we need a third guy. And I see some guys available, and you may be shocked at this pick, but I'm taking Troy Franklin here. And I'm going to reach for Torrey Franklin if it is a reach. But at this moment, I think
Reach.
he's the best receiver available, and he can do all the things that we're looking to do. Troy Franklin is a guy that can and will be a great player in terms of just being able to be in the position at the same time. He can catch on fast. He's a smart player, and he has speed. And I think that's something that all two of these both receivers have, specifically, Jordan Addison. That they can kind of add to. Jordan Addison also was not a great receiver outside the numbers last year. He was a great receiver inside the numbers, though. And I think that's where Troy Franklin's going to be able to kind of open up their offense. So I'm taking Troy Franklin here at 23.
Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, so Troy Franklin's off the board. Now the Cowboys, who they really haven't done much this offseason, even though they're all in.
According to Jerry
Do we look at
Jones, yeah.
quarter do they look at quarterback here? Do they look at defense here? What do they do, right? Well, I'm the GM right now. Yeah, since really for the long for the past, what, since I know since Dak's been there. They've drafted like the best, literally the best player available. So I think they look at their board and they literally draft best player available. I think a lot of those receivers go, but I think tackle like is there. Troy Smith, we not, wait, did I say his name right? No.
Sorry,
Tyrone
Patumi.
Smith.
Oh,
Tyrone
Tyrone. Oh.
Smith. I'm so sorry. Tyrone Smith, he left and went to the Jets. That opens up a position on the offensive
I
line.
forgot they left. They left. They
So
lost
give
the
me
old man.
Troy Fontenu. Is he gone? Because
Troy Fatunu. I don't believe he's gone. No, I haven't
okay,
adapted any offensive lineman actually.
let me
Now I'm
take
looking
him
on
then.
board.
Let me get him because I'm getting the best offensive lineman available. And
I would not be
oh, do you
surprised.
see, by the way, they're looking at bringing in Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, I seen that today. I did see
So
that.
yeah, so there you go.
All right, 25, the Green Bay Packers. So with this pick, I think we're just taking best player available, similar to what you're saying. And Jaire Alexander, although he had his issues, we're bringing him back still. But Quinnen Mitchell's still on the board.
He's still
And
available.
we're gonna take him because we lacked a lot of cornerback depth last year. We had to put Kenan Nixon in. As story about, and he did his job. He did a great job at that position, but he's a return man specialist. So we're gonna bring in Quinnen Mitchell, and listen, we're gonna trust that we know what we're doing in terms of our evaluating this man.
There you go. All right, so we're going Quinyon Mitchell at 25. So we're at 26.
26. Yeah, our phone is pretty fast.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, great season last year. Really, they need a lot still, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So I think they
Did they bring
go
back
ahead.
Carlton Davis last year, or did he go somewhere else? They
No,
lost
they
Carlton
brought
Davis.
back.
Think we went over this during the Buccaneers draft preview.
I thought they brought him back.
And no, he went to the Lions.
No, he
He
went
went
to
to the,
Lions.
yeah.
Well, good riddance. We didn't like him in a way. But no, in all seriousness, I think when you're here, they have the offensive line who he's hurt, right?
I mean, they have Penei Sewell that they just re-signed.
No.
Amon St. Brown got a big contract, which we'll talk about later on
Wait,
today,
I thought it's the
too.
Bucks.
I'm sorry. We were talking about the Lions, but them getting Carlton Davis. The Bucks, yes, they have Trent Irwin. Irwin. I'm sorry.
I thought they had an offensive lineman that was like hurt.
Oh yeah, the guard, Ryan Kelly.
Right? That someone's not may not play again. So
I
I'm
believe it
going off this
was
line. I just didn't know if he was center or guard.
Ryan
That's even
Jensen.
better.
Sorry, Ryan Jensen.
Yeah. What position did he play?
Center.
All right, so I'm going my guy, Jackson Powers Johnson.
From Oregon.
Oregon.
All right. 27. All right. So 27, we have the Arizona Cardinals, which they got this pick from Houston last year. Shout out to Houston, by the way, because they totally did a 180 last year, or I guess a 360. But with this draft, we already got Marvin Harrison. I think for the most part, this team is in need of a lot of things. Receiver is not it. We got probably the best receiver in this draft. But I think there's still a lot of time left on the board for us to bring in a lot of players that shouldn't be on the board, but they are. We need pass rushing, but we also need a linebacker. So between who's available, probably the top person on my draft is going to be Peyton Turner, or Chop
Really?
Robinson. But we're also going to need some offensive linemen, and J.C. Latham is still available. And I think this may be my first pick where I'm going to take J.C. Latham just because we need a lot of protection for Kyler Murray and for our offense. And our Marvin Harrison is not going to be good if we can't get the ball to him. So we're going J.C. Latham and hoping for the best with him.
Hoping for the best. Yeah, and he can play anywhere too, from what I understand, whether it's from
Yeah.
guard or tackle position.
Very versatile.
All right, so the
Wow, you got
Bills,
the fun one.
28.
Dang it.
Woo!
This is the fun one.
So, I think that this would be the greatest thing for them. They're happy here if this guy falls to them. A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah.
I just think it's the perfect fit with they need someone that, like, the guy who could rile up everyone in a negative or positive way is gone. Stephon Diggs. Let's get us another
Yeah,
one. Let's get us another
that's
diva
true.
who deserves the ball. Because Josh Allen, maybe he can use the experience of with Diggs for this young kid who can come in, and he might be the number one option right away for the wideouts. I think Kincaid's gonna be there. True number one, like in the Kelsey mode, but he might be a guy who, towards the end of the season, really starts to take over that role for a playoff team. So, yeah, give me AD Mitchell to the Buffalo Bills.
Perfect. AD Mitchell to the Buffalo Bills. I like that. I like that. Okay, 29 at Detroit Lions. And not gonna lie, I'm kind of mad because a lot of receivers went when we were like, we thought these guys would still be available. Especially Troy Franklin, Ladd McConkey.
You think they
And
would go receiver?
we need a receiver here. I think this is a position where we have a lot
You
of
just want to give
talent.
everybody a receiver. There's like there's
Well,
no
here's the thing.
position.
Here's the thing. I was gonna say let's go with Kool-Aid Mitchell, but they got Robinson, Robertson from the Raiders, and then they also got Carlton Davis from the Buccaneers. They're not gonna pay a first round. They're not gonna get another first round receiver. They just aren't. And Josh Reynolds, as good as he was last year for them, he wasn't a number one or number. He's not even a number three option. Like he's not. They need a guy that can kind of get open by himself, and this is going to be something where, listen.
I know maybe we're not supposed to do this, but let me chime in here. If you watched the Detroit Lions last year, when specifically when they were on defense, what was a problem that you noticed?
It was their cornerbacks. It wasn't
So
a
you
pass
think the
rushing.
cornerbacks was, well, I thought, like, watching them, I thought teams could target Hutchinson, and I thought he needed someone else on the other side. That for me. And I think there's a guy here who I'm like, how is he still on the board?
You're thinking of Chop Robinson.
I'm thinking Jared Verse.
Jarvis is still available. Wow, I forgot about Jarvis. I'm not gonna lie. I thought he
Like,
was
Chop
taken
is a
early.
freak athlete. His 40 time wasn't like a 4.4 or something,
Yeah.
right? Super freak athlete. I get that. But as far as like that bend that everyone talks about, like, I don't know. But yeah, go
Well,
receiver here so I
yeah.
can pick him.
Well, yeah, I did forget that Jared Versus was on the board still. I thought he was taken already, actually. But I guess as a GM, you shouldn't be doing that. This is why I'm not a GM, people, by the way. This is why I just host my own podcast here. This is too hard of a job. I am getting flustered right now doing this. I am in the hot seat. I don't think,
Like,
listen,
go receiver. is
For
your
me, I
draft.
think receiver is a lot more important here for this team. But to your point, there's not a lot of good talent available at the receiver position just because there's been what, seven receivers taken already in our draft, at least. So who, which receiver, if they draft them, are they going to reach for? You know, it's
Keon
kind of one of
Coleman,
those
Roman
things.
Wilson, Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah,
Like, those are
so
the names that are
I
available.
guess to that
Leggett.
point, Brian Thomas is not available. Troy Franklin isn't available. He'd be a guy that's probably number one on our draft board right now. I guess at that point, I will take Jared Verse out of Florida State,
I
just
talked him into
because
it, y'all.
we need
We're
someone
team
other
building,
than
not just
him.
offensive
But
building.
also, I think my thing was this: I think they do need another receiver, and they need a draft one. And I think realistically, I think the Lions may even trade up for a receiver. I forget the GM's name for the Lions, but he's crazy.
They've
We
been
saw what he
waiting
did
for
last
Jame.
year.
They've been waiting for Jamison Williams.
I
Like
mean,
they
you're a
don't.
Jamison Williams believer,
No,
and I am
no. And
too.
all his contract situation. I'm just saying this is going to be his third year. First year he didn't play because of the injury. Well, I mean he came in late. The second year the suspension. Like this is
Yeah,
the
the
first
gambling
year you're
stuff.
trying to hope to get to see if he can play 17, right? And I feel like if you draft a receiver here, I think you're telling Jamison, we've moved on from you,
Yeah.
but the guy
And he
still
was
has
a
3 years
first-round
left on
pick
his
too,
contract.
so. Right, he
Yeah,
was
like
a first-round pick.
that's my only thinking. Like he was, yeah, like a, what was it, 11, 12, somewhere around there. Like
Yeah,
he
he was a
was right.
top 15 pick, yeah.
So I mean,
Maybe
I
later
just
than that.
think it would. I would understand if they did it because I mean, like the gambling, the injury, like you pretty much been paying this guy for 2 years for only like half a season's worth of games that you played total over the past year. So I mean I understand it. But I think roster building wise, I think you owe it to Hutchinson to get him somebody else that can help him out.
I agree.
That's my thinking. Because they did spend number two overall pick on Hutchinson. So I feel like we need our guys to play like the picks we got for him, right? And whether that's Jameson, whether that's Hutchinson, and I didn't think we need to maximize.
I
And I
was
think Burks
wondering
move
why.
just makes a lot more sense here.
I was wondering why you wanted the evens, by the way, and I see now why.
You can take this one because I talked you into the Lions one.
No. I'm saying because you wanted the Chiefs, like the
Oh,
Chiefs are
the
32
Chiefs! I
six.
swear I didn't know. I swear I didn't know.
Okay. All
Well, I
right,
didn't
let's
realize
go to
that.
30. Let's go to 30 Ravens. What do you think they
Yeah,
do here?
Baltimore
What would
Ravens.
you do here, I guess, if you were them?
Yeah, man. So they lost a lot of pieces on defense. They had, which is crazy. They tried. If you look at the team that was all in last year, in my opinion, it was the Baltimore Ravens, just because like they lost Mabuge, Van Noy, like the linebacker who went to the Steelers. But they lost a lot of people to the
Yeah.
Ravens.
Gay. Couldn't think of his name. Gay. That's his
No,
last name.
we're on the Ravens, Joseph.
Sorry, Raven. Sorry, my bad. I got distracted. Sorry. My apologies.
Yeah. I can't think of the kid's name.
We're talking
He's a
about it.
really good
I'll look
player
it up.
too.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
But yeah, so they have lost a lot of people on defense. So I think they're gonna look potentially if the best player on the board's there. But honestly, from what I
Patrick
see, I
Queen.
don't. Patrick Queen, yeah. The values here, I gotta go with the value offensive line. Penn State Fashanu, he's still available somehow,
Wow. No way. Wait, who'd you get at 14?
right?
Who'd you get? Who the Saints
Oh,
get
did
at
we take him
14?
already? Oh, okay, sorry, my bad. Well, we're still gonna take tackle though. I'm going Mims, Georgia.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Going men's for Georgia.
Yeah, I just think too much value to pass up there.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I agree. I agree. And that would actually hurt my other pick because for the Niners, I was going to take him actually.
The Niners traded. Oh, I know.
No,
Niners didn't trade
we
up.
traded Ayuk
They
for
traded.
the
That's right.
15 pick. Yeah. We still got our
This is their
31 pick.
second pick in the first
So
round.
after getting a cornerback that could play safety too, they could play all around the field. I think for this pick, we're just looking to kind of Get the cherry on top. This is an extra pick for us for the most part, and we need to bring in a receiver. And because we just got rid of Ayuk, and we don't want to keep on paying these guys over and over again, but we need another guy that could become a number one. And who do we think is the best receiver available right now? We got Roman Dunze gone, Blake Neighbors gone, Harrison's gone, Brian Thomas is gone, Ladd McClunky is gone. That would have been great for Kyle Shanahan. Troy Franklin's gone. A.D. Mitchell's gone. And I think, honestly, what we're going to do here, it's going to shock a lot of people. But, I mean, this guy's the best receiver available right now. We're taking Xavier. Between Xavier Leggett and Keon Coleman, let's kind of pause there for a second. If you're here, you have Keon Coleman, you can get Keon Coleman, you can get Xavier Leggett, and you're the Niners here. Who would you take at this pick? I'm asking you.
You're gonna take one of those guys here?
I mean, I don't think they need. I was gonna go with Mims, but you took Mims, so I think the next best bet is for them to draft the receiver to replace Ayuk, since we traded Ayuk. That's what I'm thinking about doing. Who
Man,
you
this is
or who would you
a
draft
terrible
here?
situation.
Who would you draft
This would
here?
be a terrible situation.
You're saying they draft someone on the defensive side?
Man, I just think that would be a terrible situation. Keon Coleman in the first round, I mean, go for it. You already drafted the corner, right?
So I think the biggest need was cornerback. That's me personally. So I went with, the best cornerback available at the time.
Let me
I'm
ask
hard
you
for it.
this. Let me ask you this. Given that you want to give him another receiver, Keon Coleman or Leggett, they potentially could draft another guy, maybe not in this round, maybe a second round. Is there a team that the Niners can flip this pick to so someone can come in and get Bo Nix?
Bo Nix.
Could this be a spot that somebody says, hey, let's go get that fifth year for Bo Nix? Is there a team that needs a quarterback that bad? Or do we give everyone a quarterback already?
I think the only team that needs a quarterback, because we gave Denver JJ McCarthy. I don't think a team needs a quarterback that maybe Seattle. Maybe Seattle. But that's within the division. They're not going to trade within the division for a
Yeah, I don't
quarterback,
think they would do
no matter who
that.
they are.
That's fair. That's fair. The division.
The Titans, maybe? Who the Titans quarterback are? Although, I mean, they got Will Levis. They're not going to trade him. The Panthers. I'm just, what team that needs a quarterback that we robbed of a quarterback? Washington Commanders. And they picked number 40. So what if they trade?
There you go. There's a relationship with Peters coming from that
So what if
organization.
they trade 40? Commanders trade 48 and maybe another
Something else
third,
later on.
40 and
Yeah.
67, and maybe a future third
One of
for
those
that
picks they got from
29
the
pick.
Raiders. Remember, they got a whole bunch of picks from the Raiders for moving down.
Yeah, so maybe they
They can
trade
get one of
that
those
and then move
too.
in for 31. And the
That would
Commanders
be.
select Bo Nix.
They get Bo Nix.
Yeah, I like that
That
actually.
would
Bo
be
Nix.
wild as heck. But our
Commanders.
draft is crazy anyway.
I mean, I think there's gonna be trades that are happening. I mean, there are always trades that are happening. But
Well, I like this one, Joseph,
I do
because
like
they
this one.
got
I think this
Dallas
one's actually
Turner.
realistic.
If they get out of this draft with Dallas Turner and Bo Nix and a whole bunch of draft capital, like you would think that you would give them an A grade, right? You'd have to on day one. You're like, they got the
Yeah.
Raiders, they own the Raiders draft for the next 3 years or something crazy because they came from 13 to 2. We got our own quarterback, Bo Nix, who he's ex super experienced, super accurate. He can do a lot of the things Jaden can do, who we were also looking at. And we got the best defensive player in the draft.
Yeah,
Like
and
we can push.
I think the Niners probably are gonna like a guy like Keon Coleman or
I
Roman
think you,
Wilson,
I'll tell you this, Joseph,
but
you
they can get
kind
him
of
later
would,
on.
you would like him,
I think they'll
maybe.
draft Roman Wilson
You
personally.
can like him at 31, but you would love him at, 40
Yeah,
something. Like that's
40.
the, and I mean, yeah.
So Bo Nix.
Wow, look at us. Oh, Knicks. the
I mean, Bo Nix will
Commanders.
probably get a coach fire, let's
We
be
just
honest.
made it.
But
Well, I mean, they're already on.
I was
They're
listening
already
to
on to them.
that same podcast
I'll tell
with
you this,
Tom McShay and Dan
Bo
Jeremiah,
Nix.
and
Go ahead, I'll
they're
let you finish.
no, I was gonna say they were talking about looking at all the quarterbacks' film, and none of them looked at Bo Nix's film at Auburn. They were like, no, we're like we just skip it.
He's a
Like,
different quarterback. He
yeah.
was somebody that was like running for his life. I don't know if you remember, but he did a lot of like running and doing some like dumb crap. But he,
Yeah.
I guess he was
I
used to
remember.
doing that kind of stuff. Like he was
In
Pat
college, yeah.
Mahomes,
He never got
not completing
developed.
the pass though. He was
Yeah.
like
He didn't
like
develop well at all
he
while he
was
was at
Johnny Manziel
Auburn.
type, but he or he, like I couldn't believe it was the same guy.
Yeah, me
Like I
neither.
was watching
I
Oregon
thought Oregon
early
was gonna be
on.
trash.
I was like, whoa, this is a totally different quarterback. So yeah, I mean, going into that system, and then his coordinator in the NFL is going to be somebody who is
Coach
going to
Cliff.
give him a lot of like easy completions short, you know. And then also they're going to have a defensive coach where they don't need him to come in and score 20 points a game. Like
Yeah.
you know, you'll be
Smith.
happy to get 17 points, 17, 20 points. You don't need him to score as
Yeah.
much points to win games.
That's true.
So yeah. I'd be a fan of that one.
Dallas Turner, Micah Parsons, Bo Nix will be Dak Prescott pretty much.
Right?
I like it.
Like that's yeah. So now you have you're building a team that's pretty much like the team you left. All right. So the net last pick or the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs.
We're
Those are
going to
my
do
Chiefs,
33.
man.
We're going to do 33. I
Oh
guess you're the
yeah. Oh
last.
yeah. Well,
But
that's in the
go
first
ahead,
round. Yeah, I struggled with this one, guys. I really did. Because I thought corner, you know, if it was a value, we're not going receiver here. Rashee Rice will be back. We'll figure it out later.
he's gonna get suspended. Do you hear that? Multiple
Oh
games?
yeah, I think he's got
Probably
to.
half a season.
Yeah. So what I'm looking at here, Joseph, I think you've got to go offensive line. I don't think this is. I think tackle is the position that you're going here. It might be a little bit of a reach right now, but I just think he is my favorite on the board. Let me double check. Yeah. Give me Jordan Morgan out of Arizona.
Jordan Morgan, what position? Sorry.
Tackle.
Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. Okay. Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. Yeah, I think
Yeah.
the Chiefs definitely are going to charge the offensive line. But Peyton Wilson's still on the board. So
Yeah,
you
I
don't
don't
think
think
they
they
go
go.
defense.
I don't think they go Peyton because they already have. They just re-signed. What's his face? I see his face. I can't think of his name right now. But they just re-signed their linebacker, and then Bolton's gonna be back. So I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
Bolden
think they.
is very underrated, probably.
Yeah.
Okay,
But
starting
yeah, I
three.
think because there's
Oh,
no
go.
left tackle right now.
Is
Like, we don't have a
do
starting left tackle.
they what
Donovan Smith
about
is gone.
not Donovan Smith, the other guy, the one that kept on getting the full start, the one they signed
Oh, that's
last year.
Juwan Taylor. Juwan Taylor, but he's the right side.
Gotcha.
So Jordan Morgan would be coming in to start at left tackle.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good value. And knowing the Colt, I mean Colts. No one the Chiefs, they'll get lucky and they'll get, a guy like that, if not him.
Yeah. I might be
Okay.
interested to trading up too, by the way, during the draft. I can see them doing
As
that.
the Chiefs, I think they are in a tough position because they just got Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce's getting old, Pacheco's, is whatever. They're bringing Clyde Helaire back. So they're in a tough position in terms of where they're
Nah, we're fine.
At. But I mean, you
We're
got the greatest
fine.
quarterback in the game, so you don't really need too much
So let's go Panthers
supporting.
33.
I'm taking Xavier Leggett here. This is a stretch, but I think this is a pick where if both teams, both guys are available, Xavier Leggett's available, Panthers are gonna love this kid. They most likely do love this kid just based upon him being a Carolina boy. Speaking country. I don't know if you guys have not heard Xavier Leggett talk, go listen to him talk. Dude probably has the best football voice of all time. But I think this is a play where they need more receivers, even though they got Deontay Johnson, even though they got Mingo, even though they got Thielen. They need another guy that can kind of. They need a true guy, I think they're trying to give Bryce Young the best success possible. Every single offensive lineman, for the most part, is gone now, and yeah, I think that's where we're at right now for them. They're gonna take 33. I think with their next pick. Think they're gonna take Chop Robinson, but I think for right now they're gonna get Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hate on that, really. If that's what they want to do, I say go for it, man. Make yourself happy. It's
Yeah, at
really
this
interesting seeing
point.
the receivers, because I'll tell you this, Joseph. If you for me, Leggett's all right. I like Corley more, but whatever.
You like who?
Malachi, Corley.
Oh, Corley from Western Kentucky. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think he's gonna go like late second, maybe early third. I know he's getting mocked pretty high though, like in the mid third, so wouldn't be surprised. I also don't mind Jatavion Sanders. He's been dropping a lot lately, so I think someone's gonna get him in the top 40. So there's a
Yeah.
lot of things that are gonna happen, I think, in this draft, and I think
And then Ricky Pearsall,
this.
how do you feel about Pearsall, Ricky?
Personally, I like him a lot. I like his game. And he's a really good route runner. He gets open. He's fast. He's quick feet. He's good. He's good. I don't hate
Who's
his
your
game.
favorite, like, after all the first round guys, who's your favorite like that is in this next tier?
I'd probably say for me, Xavier Leggett, just because how big he is
Okay,
and
okay.
how fast he is. I like those
Okay,
big,
okay.
strong, fast guys. Like Jonathan Mingo last year, I liked him, but didn't plan out too well, personally, for just regular wise. Personally, I like him. There's a lot of good running backs in this draft that I don't think are getting a lot of love and a lot of attention. Like Jalen Wright from Tennessee. I don't know if you remember him too much, but he's a great pass catcher. He's kind of like
Yeah, it's just the
Kamara.
off. I just don't know the offense. Like,
Talking
it's
about
hard to read.
Tennessee. Yeah,
Yeah.
because a guy
So
like the guy
they space
from
everyone out, and
yeah.
he has like, he's super fast, so
Yeah.
he has like one. He doesn't have to make a cut like with their offense. They just put him
Yeah.
in space and just tell him to go straight. So I mean,
Yeah.
but yeah, my favorite guy probably he might not even get drafted.
Who's your favorite guy?
Of
Let
the.
me hear him.
For receivers in the next group, Jermaine Burton.
Oh, you're talking about the guy from the
Alabama.
ones. Alabama. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he'll get drafted. I thought you were talking about the guy from that small school that you told me about the other day.
No, Holy Cross, man.
Oh, lacrosse guy,
Jalen
yeah.
Coker.
Yeah, Jalen
I
Coker,
think
yeah,
he'll
we
get
got him.
drafted, but I hear a lot of people say he has a lot of character issues.
Jalen
Jermaine Burton.
Coker?
And then also,
Oh, Jermaine
no.
Burton. Yeah, I've heard the
Burton.
same about Jermaine Burton. Because he was supposed to
Yeah.
be a top receiver this year coming into the draft, and he kind of didn't really have the best year, and also was off the field stuff that happened. Apparently, I don't know, like whatever happened, but apparently
Yeah.
there was some off the field stuff that happened. All right, well, we're gonna go to the NBA playoffs.
Let's do it.
Here we are.